Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Rebecca Sullivan with Conscious Infinity. I am bringing you this meditation today in response to this epidemic of the coronavirus across the entire world. We will be talking about what you can do to help yourself and to help your loved ones and the others around you. This is the time where we need to stand united, knowing that fear should be our worst fear. During this epidemic of the coronavirus, we really want to view ourselves as isolated or alone. Because when we think about getting in contact with other people or connecting with other people, we actually can get into a state of panic, being afraid of the germs that might contaminate us. I do believe that it is our responsibility to take every caution that we can to trust the medical professionals so that we can prevent harm to ourselves or other people. However, I want you to take a moment, to be in the here and now and start to view and experience us as all one through your consciousness. In this healing, we will help you get in congruence with your authentic self. Get in touch with your God self, realizing that fear is the greatest fear. Releasing all stagnant emotions, programs, and beliefs that you've been carrying your entire life that may be attracting disease or illness. Teaching you how to raise your frequency within. Harness the beautiful feelings, frequencies, state of being of compassion, unconditional love, forgiveness, and gratitude. It is through doing this that you will activate that God self within, activate the light body. You will be the beacon of light that heals yourself and other people. So begin by just taking some slow, deep breaths. Breath is extremely important. It is our breath that is our life force. Think about your belief system right now, whether or not you believe in God, Creator, Source, or just a super intelligent energy that we all exist in, a matrix of magic and miracles and unlimited possibilities. Now think of that matrix, the fabric of that matrix, the God consciousness, universal energy, whatever you believe, think of that essence as your breath. And as you welcome your breath and surrender into the breath, you are allowing yourself to go into that source of magic and miracles, to ride the wave, to trust, to surrender into the supreme consciousness or being, which is a part of yourself that will allow you to be impervious to any disease or illness. As we heal within us, we are healing our external world. Every person in this world, every circumstance in this world is a reflection of what's going on inward. The best thing we can do right now, besides take the external cautions, is to really work on our internal selves as this epidemic is going on. So begin by taking some slow, deep breaths. Breathe in to the count of 7. Hold that breath for the count of 7. Breathe out to the count of 7. Now hold that out breath for 7 seconds. I want you to continue doing this breathing. And as you do this, allow your consciousness and your awareness to go from behind your eyes into your heart space. Think of your heart space as the command chair. When you allow yourself to surrender into your heart space, you are taking command of yourself, of your being, of your awareness, of your consciousness, and of your existence. And as you surrender into this command chair, you'll notice you feel peaceful, still, in the moment. And this is where you have empowerment over the world around you. Take about 30 more seconds. Go ahead and repeat that breathing while allowing yourself to be in your heart space in that command chair. Remember, breathing in to the count of seven, holding to the count of seven, breathing out to the count of seven, and holding your out breath for 7 seconds. As you remain in that place of stillness and peace, accessing that supreme consciousness within. You are doing an amazing job. If you're listening to this meditation right now, you are a very special being. Whether you're already a healer or a light worker, or just a person that was drawn to this meditation, this is meant for you. You can help yourself and the world around you by activating that supreme being inside. Once again, as you do this work, you're activating dormant DNA that will strengthen your immune system, access your authentic being. And as each and every one of us activates and becomes that beautiful beacon of light, we then connect together. And together, we become a very large beacon of light. And within this light is a frequency where disease or illness or any lower vibrational emotions or states of being or consciousness or energies are unable to attach. So remember, with each and every breath you take now, even while you're hearing my voice, you're still relaxing deep into your heart space. And as you do this, I want you to know that you are receiving light codes. Light codes are activations within us that activate the dormant DNA. As your dormant DNA is activated, your frequency within, emotionally, physically, spiritually, helps to strengthen your immune system, your consciousness. It helps you to be, once again, that beacon of light, that angelic presence that can help heal the entire world. Remember, this is your time. These beautiful guardian beings are working around you. Just trust. Feel their presence. Notice the different colors. The different vibrations. you may be receiving messages, or maybe you're just being in a space of stillness and peace. Whatever you're experiencing during this meditation is what you're supposed to experience. Just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper into your own authentic self, into your own supreme consciousness, into that field of your heart. With each and every life force breath you take, you're surrendering into the life force breath as though you're in a canoe in the river and you're just allowing that river to take you where it needs to go. The breath will take you where you need to go. You're no longer controlling your breath. You're following it, honoring it, realizing it's the connection to you and everything, inward and outward. Fear takes us out of our center. Fear should be what is feared the most in an epidemic like this. Right now, you're getting discernment about what it means to do whatever you need to do to stay healthy and happy and to help others without stepping into fear. Fear does not equal precaution. Fear will take you out of your being. Fear will fragment you. Fear will dissociate you. Fear disarms you. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to release fear. Notice what it feels like to live without fear. Notice what it feels like to be smart, observant, and careful without being fearful. What it feels like to be healthy and rational at the same time. What it feels like to embrace that authentic self and do what you know is right, even if everybody else around you is acting out of fear. What it feels like to trust that you're that leader, that beacon of light, that's going to be the light for everybody else around you. And as you do this, as you continue to allow yourself just to rest peacefully, receive these beautiful DNA activations and downloads from these amazing, supreme, vibrational, high vibrational beings that are around you, your guardians, so to speak. You're just relaxing, allowing yourself to be in the moment, at peace, while you are releasing any stagnant, discarnate, or foreign energies that are no longer serving you, energies that are residing within your own immune system, within your own DNA, within your own body, either that emotional body, physical body, spiritual body that's no longer serving you. Noticing what it feels like to be safe without this stagnant energy, what it feels like to live without this energy, what it feels like to realize that this energy was never you. Notice the weight being lifted off of you as you release this stagnant, stuck, static energy. Take a deep breath. And on your exhale, you're releasing any energy that no longer serves you. Good job. Good job. Now we're calling in any soul fragments that have been living outside of you that are useful for you. We're going to heal them, give them unconditional love, and call them back in through your heart space. A soul fragment is something that might have left you in reference to grief or fear or trauma. But we need 100% of ourselves to be able to get in touch with our authentic being, to be that beautiful beacon of light that makes us impervious to disease or illness. So for the next 30 seconds, just allow yourself to relax as your soul fragments are integrating through your heart space, remembering that you're being protected by these beautiful angelic beings around you. You are so very special. And in this time, you're supposed to rise and really get in touch with your authentic being. Even though this may seem like a chaotic time, chaos is a good space for change and growth, and that's what you're here for right now. Great job. I want you to listen to this frequency. And as you hear this frequency, this humming, this lower vibrational sound, it is continuing to call out any discarnate, any lower vibrational frequencies, anything within your DNA that's no longer serving you, any ancestral beliefs, programs, diseases, predispositions that are no longer serving you. Feel these leave as you listen to this music, as you listen to this frequency. Great job remembering to surrender into the breath, trust, and allow. Notice what you notice. You're doing an amazing job. Okay, now as you listen to this higher frequency, there is going to be portals opening all around you. And as these portals open all around you, you're going to continue to receive DNA activations and light codes that activate that dormant DNA within, inside, that rejuvenate your body, strengthen your immune system. Okay, good job. Just relax and surrender as this is being done. As there is no such thing as time, we carry all of our lifehoods parallel simultaneously to us now. So therefore, a past life or a future life, really, we have awareness of that right now. We are carrying it across dimensions. So as you're in your heart space, and you're in the here and now, and you're in a space of the void where there is no such thing as time, you can heal the perceived past, present, and future instantaneously. So right now, taking a moment to allow your angels, your guardian beings, and that supreme consciousness and awareness within you, through your higher self, to heal any lifehoods across timelines that are causing disharmony in your life, that are preventing you from accessing that authentic being and putting you in the highest frequency of all that is. Take a deep breath as you do this now. step into that beautiful space of your authentic self within your heart. It is your divine timing. Right now is the time for you to be who you're supposed to be, who you always have been, and who you always will be. So see these beautiful golden footsteps in your consciousness and the awareness of your heart. Step into them now and feel this golden energy encompass you inward and outward as you feel the frequencies of all the cells and atoms of your body raising, really strengthening and de-aging your immune system, preparing for a rebirth. The coronavirus is affecting mainly older people. There have been very few children that have been affected by the coronavirus, which is unusual because the flu usually compromises younger children. And reading the medical theories, they say it's either because of the immune system, which is aging, and it's not as strong, or it's because of all the pollutants that we've carried over time within our bodies. So all the pollution that we've breathed, all the external factors that are coming from outside to in our body, eventually wears on us over time and compromises our immune system. Either way, when we're talking about energy, the child energy is very useful right now. The rebirthing energy, the infant energy, is very useful right now. New beginnings, wiping the slate of all the pollution that you've ever had in your life, whether it be within the environment, mental pollution, physical pollution, spiritual pollution. Let's give you the opportunity to have a complete rebirth, to bring that beautiful childlike essence into the world. Every day is a new day. Every day can be a rebirth. Every day can be a new creation. If there's no such thing as time, your body can de-age right now. So take a strong deep breath as we work on your youth and vitality chromosome, working on your genetics, releasing any beliefs and programs of aging, taking strong deep breaths, working on all of your chakras, and allowing you to experience a rebirth of this beautiful childlike essence of your authentic self. When you allow yourself to be who you're supposed to be, think about that. Children are very authentic. They do what they want when they want. They live in the moment. So as you embrace your authentic self right now, from moment to moment, realizing there's no such thing as time, and you're this beautiful new child every day of your existence on this earth, you are rebirthing. You're strengthening your immune system. You're activating that light within. You're commanding all pollution to effortlessly and easily leave your body. And you become your own shield. You are your own beacon of light. So embrace that childlike essence. Give yourself that rebirth right now. Take a few deep breaths. And let yourself be worked on right now. I want you to keep your eyes closed and move your eyes in a figure eight fashion. With your eyes closed, just movement of figure eight about 5 or 6 times as you take strong deep breaths. And as you do this, you see this beautiful purple healing light. This is activating the intrinsic healing within you as you're calling in these energies. Once again, again, you're strengthening your immune system. You're activating the authentic self within. You are a light inward and out. And nothing lower than the frequency of everything that is, of unconditional love, can touch you. And that's where we're going to go into the morphic field of consciousness behind this virus. Everything has a morphic field of consciousness. Every disease, everything within our consciousness has a morphic field of consciousness. For example, churches have a morphic field of consciousness. The cross has a morphic field of consciousness. Alcohol has a morphic field of consciousness. Cigarettes has a morphic field of consciousness. Cancer. Everything that we agree on collectively that exists around us has its own morphic field of consciousness. And what that means is we give it its own persona, its own strength, its own meaning, its own value. What does this mean when we go to church? What is that saying? What is the morphic field around a church? What is the morphic field around a disease? As we give this disease intention, awareness, and strength, it creates its own morphic field. So right now, we're going to focus on the coronavirus and the morphic field that is being created around this each and every moment. The power that it's been given. You know, thinking about all the theories around why the coronavirus has been created, bringing them into your awareness. And knowing that we are all connected. How we change this morphic field is by focusing on the virus, going into your heart space, breathing, surrendering into that breath, and giving this forgiveness. I forgive you. Unconditional love. I love you. Permission to completely go back into the light with ease and grace, giving it mercy, seeing it disappear, seeing it go away, and then thanking it. Thank you for leaving. Giving it compassion, understanding, unconditional love, being grateful as you see it go away. There is no stronger healing power than unconditional love. So we can think about the coronavirus and the morphic field around it as a shadow aspect of humanity. Fear, representing things that we're scared of, things that we want to avoid. And we just give it unconditional love, compassion, forgiveness, and gratitude as it leaves. Now let's think about the coronavirus and what it may be doing for humanity as far as getting us together as a family, time off of work, time off of school, spending more time within our homes, realizing that money itself cannot heal everything. You know, whatever learning lessons that you are getting from the coronavirus, allow yourself to learn this right now, to accept this learning lesson and to move on from this learning lesson, to transcend from the learning lesson. As once again, you feel, know, see, and thank the coronavirus as it leaves, as it dissipates. Good job. Visualize the morphic field of our entire existence in this world coming to a place of being better and stronger as this goes away. Seeing this chaos end with joy and peace and happiness. into a space of surrendering and trusting the supreme consciousness within you and in your external world now, remembering there's a difference between fear and precaution, fear and knowledge, fear and being careful. Take a deep breath, go into a space of being within yourself and grounded through this process, feeling that light turn on inward as it shines outward. It's so big and beautiful and strong. And you are contagious. Your light turns on others' light as you're around it. They can feel your strength. They can feel your discernment. They can feel you, and their light turns on as well. Take a deep breath. Give yourself love, unconditional love, because you are so beautiful and worthy. Know that this is your timing to make a difference. Stand in your power. And just rest for a few more minutes as you receive these additional downloads and activations and light codes. And give gratitude as you continue to get this beautiful healing for the next several minutes.